All right, what happens, do you think, when you mix Jack the Ripper with racist vampire?
Cop.
Nah, got him. I was gonna try to, like, probably, like, what is that, Lestat? Is that that vampire? But he's, like, sexy, though. I've never actually read or seen anything to do with, like, Interview the Vampire Lestat, so I don't know.
It makes Donald Trump. Tell it to Neil.fun, buddy.
Neil.fun.
All right, how about Nazi plus Dr.
Yeti?
Trump
again. It's going to be Trump again?
Nazi plus Dr. Yeti. He's probably Trump again, isn't
it? It's still Dr. Yeti. I don't really understand
why. What? Dr. Yeti,
he was a Nazi the whole time?
We're learning. We're all learning at the same time.
I regret to inform you that Dr. Yeti is a racist.
Hey everybody, welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 635. I'm Sam Ginsberg, and with me is a man who has a body. As far as I'm aware, it's Tyler Dryblatt.
In my freezer, yeah. Hey everybody, Sam, I really hate your calm intro voice. I don't know why, but...
The aggression.
I hate it. Mary is here.
Tuesday podcast episode 635. I'm Sam Ginsberg, and here's a dumb cook, Tyler Dryblatt.
I do need that, like,
makes me feel more comfortable.
I need that, like, to activate my fight or flight instinct to get into the headspace for the show.
So thank you for giving us two intros, Samuel. Talking about some dumb stuff like we do every day. Another article about people drinking less, some science bitch, and American hero Charlie Kirk are all things we're going to talk about today. And Mary's excited. Mary's excited to keep her job, aren't you, Mary?
I'm so excited to talk about this very uncontroversial topic.
Sam's obviously here.
Hello.
Yep. Mary, do you have a beer retzed to go?
I do have a beer gooch to booch. So I have, I don't know how to pronounce this. The brewery is called, it's XUL, like Jewel Beer Company, sure. Presents Betty's Peach Cobbler. And it looks, it's a very aggressive looking woman. It's a interesting, I think it's like a lactose free, gluten free sour, surprise. ABV is 0.4%. I don't know. I just thought it looked, I really like the label, and I like peach cobbler, and I like sours. And I was like, you know what? I probably don't need gluten and lactose. Is there normally lactose in beer?
Milk stouts.
Depends on the style.
Right. It's like, I feel like it's kind of weird they said that. Because I wouldn't necessarily expect it to be in there, because it's not, you know, milk stout.
I mean, you wouldn't expect, like, fish guts to be in beer, but it was in a ton of them for a while.
So I like when people put gluten-free labels on things that are inherently gluten-free anyway. Yeah. They'll be like, gluten-free, like vegetables.
Yeah.
That'd be like an apple. It'll be gluten-free. And I'm just like, okay.
Or it's like a steak, but, and it's like, you know, 15 grams of protein. Yeah, dog. That's what they do.
Oh, wow. This is delicious. It just tastes like...
Nice.
It just tastes like peach juice. With like a little hint of beer. It's like someone made a Radler with peach juice, and they forgot to put the beer in until the cup was mostly full.
What's the ABV on that bad boy again?
6.4.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, good. It's delish. I'm enjoying this. Yeah.
Congratulations to you. That's cool. I have Victory Vienna Vacay Key Lime Vienna Style Lager, 5.5% ABV. I have a feeling I'm not going to enjoy it. It's amber, some floaties in there, real small head.
The nice part of only being on this show like every other month or so is like I only have to bring on beers that I like. I don't have to like finding new beers that I've been trying.
I'm constantly feeding this monkey on my back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This smells like like you've had a party and then you didn't clean up the night before, and then you walk like into the party room the next day, and you're just like, that's some old beer smell. What this smells like.
Sticky smell. Yeah.
Exactly. Yes, very sticky. Yeah. It's fine. I don't know. It tastes weird. It's just like somebody took like a pretty average lager and squirted some lime juice in there. Like, I get both of the things that said were going to be in here, but they don't. It's like they're like separate. They're not like mixing, you know? Does that make sense at all?
I guess.
Well, all right. Good enough. Sam, what do you
asked.
Got? Yeah.
I have one. I think this is one of Mary's faves from Youngblood.
Which one is it?
Mighty Fine Spin Doctors Air Drumming.
Have I had that one?
I don't think
so. All of their beers have crazy names. I love them all so much.
Listen to this Spin Doctors mix.
Pastry style sour with blueberry, lemon, basil, graham cracker, and vanilla. 9% ABV.
We're all kind of in the sour zone today, a little bit.
Sour hour.
Sour power hour.
Yep.
That sounds like a delight. I love the basil in there.
Smells sour.
What a fun mix.
What a fun, sexy time for you.
No. You're frowning.
Pretty sour. Like, on top of the, like, lactic sourness that's expected, like, the blueberry and lemon comes through as mostly sour.
Yeah.
So it's like someone soured up this sour. And I'm not that into sours, but I will say, you can't really taste the booze. And I feel like that's something that comes up a lot with, like, super hoppy beers or spicy beers, is they cover the booze well. And I think maybe there's enough sour kicking around here to cover up the alcohol. So, well done there.
I'm glad you're having a nice sour time. My sour over here is not very sour at all. It just tastes sweet like peaches, which is good, but maybe isn't what I wanted. TBD.
I hear you, dogs. Woof, woof. I didn't get anything I wanted articles-wise, so let's just dive into the first one right here. From usatoday.com, Americans are cutting back on alcohol. How brewers are responding. So, I mean, we could all, I'm pretty sure, tell the audience what's going to be in this article without reading it, right? People are drinking less than ever, and folks are drinking less. Yeah, and people are, like, making non-alcoholic varieties, lots of stuff. And it goes into, you know, the usual reasons, like, oh, everybody's so health conscious these days, or whatever.
People don't have money.
So that's the only reason I picked this article, is because usually you don't see that, and this article does have some guy, I don't know the name of this person, the first name anyway, and the last name I can't pronounce, but it says that younger Americans are less often to, like, go out and party because they, quote, can't afford to go out drinking every weekend, which is a salient point. And not just for partying. Like, I think sometimes when people are like, folks are drinking less beer, they're just thinking about, like, I don't know, like hipsters getting six packs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, a lot of beer is consumed at, like, events, you know, like sports games or bars or whatever. And everything is so fucking expensive. Like,
well, especially at those events, like a sports
game
or like a concert. Like, the beers are like $15 for just like a PBR or something stupid. And it's like, what?
And so, like, 20 years ago, you know, you might be able to have, I'm just throwing out numbers, 5 beers at a sporting event because you can afford it. Now, maybe you can get 1 or 2, you know?
Yeah, I don't drink a ton personally nowadays. I mean, like, I think this podcast is one of the only times I really, like, drink a beer, honestly. So it's just like...
Yeah.
Well, you know, Tuxedo Mask doesn't really drink, so I don't really do a lot of that, like, just in the house. I'll have a cocktail when, like, go out, but that's kind of it. And honestly, like, I don't miss it. I'm not like, man, I wish I had a cocktail every day when I get home from work, because that's, like, what my parents did. When I was, like, growing up, looking back, was that a cry for help? Maybe. At the time, it seemed very normal that my dad would have a 7 and 7 every day as soon as he got home from work.
What did he do?
He was an insurance claims adjuster.
Yeah, that's fair. That's very he was just dealing with work. People who were pissed every day.
You know, people are pissed every day and they come home to your three kids, but
I don't give a shit about that. Nobody
I can imagine. Yeah,
nobody asked him to have three kids. Sam.
Yeah, I can tell you
one exactly boy, what a weird mix.
One person who asked me to have a third kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone, in fact, who was insistent upon it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure articles have touched upon that too. Like, there are also more options, you know, like you don't have to just slam whiskey because it's the only thing that society permits you to do. Like, you can smoke the Puitas or like Kratom or I don't know, all sorts of other things.
Kratom?
Yeah, you know, you don't know about Kratom?
No. What is that, a verb or a noun?
It's a verb. No, a noun. A noun. It's a noun. It's a noun. Kratom is it's a substance. It's some sort of liquid, and it's derived from some kind of jungle plant. And it's supposed. I've never done it because it seems gross. I guess I don't
kratom.
Know. Kratom is how it's pronounced.
Looks like kratom.
I know it does.
You think from the perspective of the like the financial side of things, there will come a time 20 years from now when there's an article that's like, the new generation, they've stopped eating food other than gruel. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, and you two are going to be reading that article.
Because you'll be too busy eating gruel? Is that what you're saying?
Because you'll be living in Cyber City 7 or whatever. And I'll be fighting wild dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, why don't they just eat the meat of the under people?
Why don't they just stop fighting the dogs?
Yeah, because, most of the time when things reach a like, too high price point for the market to bear, the bubble pops, right? But, I don't know. Is that going to happen anymore? Because now, like, you can just tailor stuff to like the 50 rich dudes that can buy it and still make your money, you know?
Right. Do you think, how are they, do we know how they're measuring people drinking in this article? Like, are they talking about just like going out and drinking at bars, or are they also counting just like buying alcohol
I think they
at
were,
the grocery store?
Yeah. No, just all of it. Yeah.
Okay. Because I was thinking just like, it could just be like a lot of people, like, I don't think everything is about COVID, but I feel like a lot of things obviously are impacted by COVID very heavily. I think going out culture is a big thing that was impacted by COVID. Because you just couldn't go out for, like, over a year or two, right? And so it's, like, if that was, like, your prime, like, growing up time to, like, learn how to socialize in public and you just didn't do that, it's, like, maybe you're just more used to just hanging out of your house. With or without your friends, you know? It's, like, inside is safe.
And yeah, maybe it's and people are shitbags. And don't have any friends because they're so shitty.
Do you think it's possible that just as much drinking is happening, but people are making their own stuff,
like
bathtubs and stuff?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, but could you play in the space with me a little bit?
That would be fun. I think there is a segment of youth in, like, Appalachia who are doing that.
Oh,
but probably nowhere else.
They're all going blind in the mountains. Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah.
They're having a
great
time.
They're great at that.
You just need like one TikToker to go viral making moonshine in their bathtub and then everybody will be doing it.
That's true.
I mean, I mixed grape juice and yeast in a bucket and other people drank it on purpose.
Like recently?
like a year after I moved out here.
Okay.
You might have had these wines.
Entirely possible. I did. I was a lot wilder back
then. That's nasty.
Nowadays, if you're like, I made this mysterious booze in a bucket, do you want some? I'd probably be like, no, thank you.
Do you want some liquid for my bucket?
Yeah, some bucket juice.
So yeah, what I'm hearing is my startup, Bucket Juice. I should fold that now.
See
if there's an insurance payout.
No, I think we should pursue Mary's line of thinking here. See if we can get some like moonshine core going, you know?
Yeah.
Like some some backwoods aesthetic being the new trend.
We're going to need a guy in a flannel and a chick with lots of tattoos. That's where we start. And from there, you make the product.
I don't have either of those things.
No one's stopping you from getting tattoos.
That's true.
Just myself.
Right.
I actually do want a tattoo, fun fact, but I can't decide like what I want and where to put
That's
it.
So funny.
I feel like that means I shouldn't get one.
No, I'm exactly the same way. Tattoos look cool. Anytime I see a tattoo, I'm like, I wish I had a cool tattoo. But I don't feel passionately about anything.
A few tattoos, and I'm like, man, that's so cool. I love my cool tattooed husband. I don't have any tattoos.
What does Tuxedo Mask have tattoos of, if you don't mind my asking?
Oh boy, he's got... You're gonna love... You know Neon Genesis Evangelion?
I do.
He's got Rey on his shoulder, like the girl.
Okay.
And then he's got, when he was like 15, his mom signed a waiver so he'd get a tattoo before he was 18. So he's got a dragon over here that he got when he was like 15 years old. Incredible. And then he's got on his forearm, he's got like, when he was young, he got like a black belt in karate. And so he's got the symbol for his dojo on his arm, because like everybody who got black belts from that one dojo all got the tattoo of like the symbol, and it's got like cool like swirly like shit around it.
So,
and then he also has that tattoo. It's like photorealistic of you posing with an anchor.
Yeah, that's on his butt.
It's
only for you to look at.
Yeah, it's just for me.
He was so. Was he like worried that people weren't going to know he was Asian, or like what was the?
Well, I don't know. I mean, apparently he got like. He said he got like in trouble or something at like a swim class he was in high school. They were like, "What is that? Like, you got a tattoo?" And he's like, "Yeah," but it was like, it's not like breaking a rule, so it's just like weird. Yeah.
Okay.
He didn't get rid of it. So it was a tattoo. So whatever. Anyway.
It's very odd.
Tyler, should you and I get matching tattoos of Mary posing with an anchor on our butts?
I don't think that would go over well.
But it's very just, I'm just like fully clothed, normal looking, and I'm just holding an anchor. It's
You're just waving. Weird. Hello.
Like, hey. Hey.
You're trying to pick up the anchor and not succeeding.
Oh, they're, yeah, like a real anchor for a real boat. Insanely heavy.
Heavy as shit. Even,
yeah.
I was doing some research for a shipwreck program I'm writing and came across a bunch of sad stories of people drowning. It was crazy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like this one little, yeah. Go ahead.
See, it just makes sense if you're talking about shipwrecks that people are gonna get wrecked.
Yeah, like I was trying to nail down like this one guy that he was actually the captain of a boat, and I came across another article about him when he was captaining another boat, and like his kid was on board, and his kid like tried to climb up into like the I don't know crow's nest or something, and fell off and drowned. Like holy shit, that's crazy. Cool. Yeah.
Man, it used to be so much easier to be a parent.
Yes and no.
You're like, well, that's why we had eight more.
Yeah,
I let one of you kids can play out back by yourself. I was watching her through the window, and the whole time I was like, someone's going to call CPS on me.
Yeah, that's a bunch of nonsense. I hate that shit. Like, it's so fucking stupid. So stupid. I used to walk home from school as a kid, like in like elementary and middle school, you know? And like today, that would get you arrested.
Yeah, man, I don't know what we're going to do when our kids are of school age, but...
I mean, so I can tell you what one half of you is going to do.
Panic?
What?
Yeah, Emily's going to, like, strap them to her back and take them there. Like, they're not going anywhere.
I think you'll probably just drive them to school in a car, like everybody else does, and wait in the drop-off / pickup line for 45 minutes every day, twice.
Oh man, wasting time like that, it's so awkward. Say, wait a minute. Speaking of things that are awkward.
That was pretty good.
Nailed it.
That was pretty good.
I've been waiting so long for this, because last time Tyler was not here, so we didn't get to do the bracket.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's
been a while.
All right. I have 7 questions for you, but I'm not going to ask them all at once. Nachos versus Nature Valley Bar. What's more awkward to eat in public? So Nature Valley Bar, obviously, abundant crumbs.
Right.
So I'm worried about the mess fact with nachos.
Yeah.
The way I eat nachos, it's probably pretty rough to watch. I would say nachos.
I love nachos. A tough one. This one's a tough one because, like, so much depends. What kind of nachos? Are they like the pump cheese nachos, or are they real cheese nachos? Are they on a plate? Are they in a bowl? What's the deal?
Like a pump cheese nachos
feels like it should be a slur for something, but I can't think of what.
Yeah, it does. I think I'm also going to give it to nachos.
I feel like
the Nature's Valley granola bar is like, that's meant to be a snack you have on the go, even though it is so crumbly. So it's like, I don't think that'd be weird.
I think it would be weird to eat like a Nature Valley bar on like a Subway, you know, because you're going to get crumbs on the guy sitting next to you. But like, we're talking about sitting like at the park. That's fine. That's where Nature Valley's from. The
birds are going to clean that up when you're done.
Exactly. Yep.
These are, I think, two contenders that shouldn't have had to go against each other in the first round. A novelty-sized gummy bear versus oysters.
Ooh.
So I know when you say novelty-sized gummy bear, you mean like a real big one, but it's not specific. One. So what if it's like a really teeny one? Like what if it's I breathed in the gummy bear?
Like, you can only see this gummy bear through a microscope. That's pretty novel.
I think what people
had in mind was, like, teddy bear-sized gummy bear.
Ugh, gross. What was the other thing? I got so hung up on gummy bear. I forgot.
Oysters. Oysters is tough. Yeah, these are two champions. This is too bad.
And yet, one of them leaves in the first round.
I feel like I gotta go with the gummy bear thing. So we're doing like teddy bear sized gummy bear. That is so strange to just be eating it in general. Like, I feel like something you give somebody, it's like a white elephant gift. It's not something you actually have. And you're like, I'm gonna eat this as a snack. It's like eating
at the end of the day,
what are you doing?
Oysters are just huge boogers in a shell. So I'm gonna give it to the huge boogers in a shell.
But they're like things people eat normally. Like, it's not whatever.
I
vote gummy bear.
I'm going to go oysters because you have shells left over that you have to deal with. And there's a certain, what's the word I'm looking for? Marine type smell associated with the whole
thing. The brine,
exactly.
Especially if you have low tide stank.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, low tide for sure. Especially then if you have to carry the shells around and you're just kind of a little stinky like the whole time. I'm going oysters.
All right, this is two that I think are decent options, but pale in comparison to our last two combatants. Peanut-covered taffy apples versus peanuts.
Like monkey nuts? Like in the shell?
Monkey nuts?
Monkey nuts.
Monkey nuts?
Monkey nuts.
No.
That's what they're called by you and no one else.
On what planet are they called monkey nuts?
This one, you guys, right?
No, wrong.
Oh, no.
Is it because monkeys are they don't get peanuts with no shell?
Okay, I'm gonna be very brave.
Have fun googling monkey nuts.
Yeah,
have fun googling
that. Very, very brave.
Oh man,
monkey nuts peanut.
Wait, so is it a varietal or a slang term?
A slang term.
Is it a slur?
It could be.
Yeah, I'm going to also be very brave.
I'm not.
Ah.
Toasted roasted monkey nuts. This feels like...
Vindication.
What?
So then, Tyler, I guess to answer your question...
Pause. Oh. Wikipedia says that monkey nut is a thing that people in the UK call peanuts. Tyler, are you British?
Am I British? No. Thank God. I thank God every day I'm not British.
Yeah, what do you think about aubergines and fresh coriander?
Well, I do love fresh coriander and taking every country's artifacts.
And still weirdly not giving them back in the year of our Lord 2025.
It's so weird.
Pretty crazy.
I think that they're like, They're like, I don't know what the statute of limitations is, but it must have elapsed by now. We're keeping this
shit. Did you know they straight up passed a law that said they could not give artifacts back? And, like, that's what's making it so difficult. Like, they passed this law, like, probably, like, 30 years ago. But now they, like, actually want to give stuff back, and it's illegal. It's straight up illegal.
They would have to pass another law to repeal the first law.
Exactly.
You know what else is illegal? Idiots. Theft.
Yep. Yeah, I know. Oh. Classic Brits, am I right? Fucking dummies.
Anyway, I'm voting for the one that's not peanut, the apple.
A peanut-covered taffy apple.
I'm voting for the taffy apple.
So there's a huge stickiness factor there and messiness factor, but you don't have the shells to deal with at the end of the day.
You have just, like, cracked off sugar, though, and it's everywhere. This is also might be a personal thing. I do not enjoy any kind of, like, candied or caramel apple. I just, like,
dude, me neither.
I cannot deal with it. It's too much going on. I don't want to eat it.
I'm always worried I'm going to lose a tooth.
Right.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with candied apple as well.
There it is. All right, last one for the round.
One more for the candy apple. It's just weird to see someone just eating that casual when you're not at a fair. Yeah. Did you just get that for a snack? It's weird. Anyway,
it's like the big giant round lollipop.
Yes, but I think it's also maybe still in here somewhere.
We already did that one.
Did that get eliminated?
It might have, yeah.
What was it called?
Giant lolly.
There's nothing on lollipop here called giant.
Was it like a lollipop?
Gonna control
Sailor, Sailor Boy lollipop.
Lolita lollipop.
Sorry, it's enormous lollipop. Enormous lollipop still in the game.
Oh, okay.
I thought
enormous lollipop has advanced to the Elite Eight.
Nice.
All right, last one. Kind of a weak one to end the round on. Pho/ramen, which are like fundamentally different foods, but you understand we're talking.
Yeah.
We're talking noodles and broth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Versus pistachio.
This is the same thing as peanut. It's the same thing.
Yeah. I'm going to go with...
They called those orangutan nuts, right? Pistachios? Everyone's calling them that?
I think in the UK.
Is that just a Britishism?
I wouldn't know.
You guys notice they like to steal stuff and put it in museums?
That's crazy. They should give that back.
Yeah, Sam Ginsberg's the Britain of jokes over here. I think I'm gonna go with pho. Like, imagine sitting on a park bench with a giant bowl of pho.
I know, I can't eat it tidily in a restaurant or at my own home. Like,
anytime I have pho, just my beard is fucked for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Fucked.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right.
So, I think we're on the same page here. Give it to the soupy noodles.
Yeah.
It is not like a very strong pairing, but if I had issues, what to do? Like
Soupy boys.
All right. So we have it narrowed down to four. We'll come back and do more of that later. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Article time. This was, I guess, mildly interesting, but they used the fewest words they possibly could to write about it. So there are still questions out there. But sciencedaily.com, four strange secrets scientists just found in beer and wine.
Okay.
Yeah. Science constantly finding spooky stuff out there. Including number one, yeast extracts add haze to lager beer. So I guess haziness typically comes from like the barley proteins and like the dead yeast and stuff like that. But apparently if you add yeast extract to a clear lager, it makes it extremely cloudy because of, so they say, ribonucleic acids interacting with proteins.
So RNA?
That's the one.
Why don't they just say RNA? That feels like they're like showing off how fancy and sciencey they are.
They said ribonucleic acids, parentheses, RNA. And then say RNA the rest of the time.
Okay, that's just to get you on board.
Yeah. So,
spoil your fun.
I mean, that's interesting. I don't know how much of a practical, how many practical applications it has.
I feel like that's just like, duh, because I feel like all the hazy beers I have are like really yeasty, like saisons or sours, and I figure they're hazy because of all the yeasty bits in there. So they're like, hey, we put hazy shit in a clear beer, then the clear beer got hazy, and it's like,
So Mary, I hear what you're saying.
Thank you. I said it.
Usually it's like the whole dead bodies of the yeast, and this is some sort of yeast extract. So they took something, it's not the whole yeast, which I think is the difference.
Okay. Also, speaking of yeast, I poured out too much of my beer can and I got a good layer of
stuff at the
bottom of my cup.
I can see that. I can see it.
I did a whoopsie.
Bro, go grab yourself a spoon.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'll just drink it slow off the top and then I just will have to
slurp that sludge.
Finish the end.
I guess if you just are like, well, people love hazy things, let's make some hazy lagers just like as cheap as possible, this would be a way to do it.
I guess.
It's like the negative zone version of Whirlflock.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yep. Number two, some kind of test that detects gluten. It's a new test that detects gluten. We don't care about this, right? We can move on.
You just have a little test strip to dip in your beer to make sure there is or is not gluten in it.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure there is gluten in mine because gluten-free beer sucks.
I can have a gluten-free beer. Are you being mean to me?
Yeah, I guess. I'm not,
yeah. Okay. I had a gluten-free beer, and it was one of the worst beers I've ever had. It's on the show. You can find that episode somewhere. Number three, tannins in red wine make you pucker. Yes, everybody knows that tannins lead to bitterness, but I guess they've kind of found more about the physical mechanism that makes that work. There are things called aquaporin channels in your tongue and salivary glands, and the tannins like block those up, kind of, and they let more water exit than enter, which is why it like feels like it's drying your mouth out.
Oh, I mean, like dry wine. That's
exactly
probably where that comes from. Interesting.
Yep. Yeah. So again, kind of interesting just from a science thing. I don't know what it does, but it's like, huh, look at that.
Neat.
One of the least actionable facts I've ever learned.
Well, how about this one? Wine sulfates change the gut biome.
Sorry, sulfites.
Oh, you're right. It is sulfites, not sulfates. That's a great point. So sulfites, they put it in with some bacteria and they were like, oh, it makes it bad. But also maybe it makes it good. I don't know. It really doesn't matter.
The nice thing about being someone that doesn't drink wine is I can just not learn this and it'll never matter.
Same.
Yeah. Do we all dislike wine? That's cool. I'm into that.
I just am not interested in getting into it.
I have wine maybe twice a year.
Unless we
usually count champagne. At gatherings.
Do we count champagne?
I think champagne's a wine, yeah.
Champagne's wine.
I'm into champagne. I like champagne.
Well, it's because
it tastes good. It's like a celebratory experience, too. That's fun. The bubbly.
I guess. I don't know. I just put it in, like, with some juice and get crunk.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah.
Now, pretty much, I only have wine when it's, like, free, and I'm, like, at an event or something, or someone's handing me a glass of wine.
Oh, but then it's the worst. Then it's, like, really
cheap.
Yeah,
it's, like, the cheapest shit, for sure. Yeah, yeah. But it's, like, it's free.
It's, like, is there a piece of corn in here?
Good.
Take it all fresh.
Yeah. So that's that. In case anybody was wondering.
Science.
Speaking of being fresh, do you you got anything? Any fresh news for us, Marigold?
What's my fresh news? I have tennis elbow.
What?
Fun From fact. Video games?
Are you pickling? You pickleballing?
No, I'm not. I understand why you think I would be pickleballing.
Yeah.
White. But no, you're basic. I'm not a basic lady, white, live in the Midwest. No. So I don't know. So tennis elbow is like, you know, repeated stress injury. So it's like, that's why people do get it from tennis or like whatever. I probably started noticing like maybe like a month ago. I was like, huh, my elbow's been sore for a long time. Maybe I should get it like checked out because it's not getting better. And my occupational therapist was like, oh yeah, you definitely have tennis elbow. And I was like, what? I think what did it was I got really into like lifting free weights like at the gym because I wanted to get swole. And so I think I probably just did that too hard because I got too excited about it. And also I've been doing crochet, which uses my elbow a lot. And so I think I got really into like free weights and like really into crochet at like the same time on top of like my normal just like video gaming slash a lot of computer mouse stuff from both like home and work. And I think I just exploded my elbow.
So you want to damage it on like a micro and macro level. Like yeah. I'll do the free weights for the big muscles and the crochet for the little ones. And just explode it. Yeah.
Honestly, it's not like too bad, but I was just at the point where I was like, this is not getting better. I'm worried about it. And it's funny. My doctor was like, how long has this been going on? And I was like, oh, about like a month. And she was like, she's just like, she's an older woman. And she was just like, your generation is like so good at listening to your body. She's like, I've had older like men come in here with like an elbow injury like yours. And they'll be like, oh yeah, sore elbow for 2 years. And I just now decided to come in and get it looked at. I was like, oh my God, no. So
yeah. I don't know if that's a generational thing, and it might be a gender thing.
I mean, I think it's a mix of, like, boomers are like, I'm fine, I'll just tough it out. It's just like, but actually, you're making it worse, and you need to go to the doctor. So
sometimes I'll find a lump, and then it'll go away a month later, and I'll be like, nice. I did a good job.
Yeah, but so I have that, and so I'm just working on that. I have a little exercises. So,
yeah, I was going to say, what's the treatment? You have to do exercises?
Vertical computer mouse.
Oh, you got an ergo mouse.
I got an ergo mouse. It's vertical, so you do this instead of this. Because it helps line up your arm. Because
turning the hand over is bad for it, right?
This is bad. This is bad. This is good.
The gun is good. The penis is evil.
No, so I just do little exercises where it's like not exercise. Like you set your arm on like a table and then you just like bend your wrist up and down to sort of like work it and then nice. And then you just do other things like that and you stretch it and then...
So it's like
it's a better it's like ergonomics.
It's like a ligament thing.
Yeah, it's like the outside ligament, like here, is like effed up, like on the outside of my elbow. So it's like if I, like it's like pushing things is fine, but then it was just like lifting things or like twisting stuff, like really heavy, like doorknobs or like jars. That was like really bad. I'd be like, and I couldn't like could not do it. So, yeah. Huh. So just fun fact, watch out for your elbows, boys. Don't get really into crochet and free weights at the same time.
But when we're in our late 40s, we'll become more concerned about it.
Yeah, it's been fun. But it's fun because then I get to get out of stuff. Because like at work the other day, a guy asked me to carry a box to a meeting. And I was like, can't, elbow. So.
Speaking of problems you've had getting the job done at work, do you want to... tell Tyler about what I called you out on, or do you want to keep that off pod?
We can have it on pod. So, because I don't listen to this. It's not about Charlie Kirk, so I think it'll be fine to talk about. So I think I may have talked about this in the podcast before. So obviously Sam and I work at the same place. Every year we do a like annual, just like information security training. It's like the whole, like, don't get phished, don't click on sketchy shit, like protect your files, whatever. Stuff. There's an e-learning that goes with it.
97% common sense, but apparently a bunch of people fail the test, so I don't fucking
know. That's funny. They do that all the time to us. They're constantly sending us like fake phishing emails, and then it's like, click the fish button, and it's like, congratulations, you passed the test. All the time.
Well, this is like, there's like a learning you do, like an e-learning you watch, and there's a quiz.
I thought it was something else.
We do like, they do Pepperin, the phishing email test, throughout the year.
Yeah.
Also. But no, so there's an e-learning. I do the voice for the e-learning.
And they have, like, a little animated figure of her.
That's incredible.
Yes,
incredible.
It's great. It's, like, my favorite thing I do at work. I get to go to a little recording booth once a year and, like, do this thing.
That's so
it's hilarious.
Funny.
Watching this is one of my favorite things to do at work also. Emily and I talk about it every year.
But so this year, I think what Sam was talking about is we added a section at the top of the e-learning that's about like AI tools and how you're supposed to, I'm going to do it again, supposed to use them for your job because they're so critical for your work. But in the e-learning, I kind of did that. Like I like laughed a little bit while I was saying
it. Way more subtle than that.
It's
but
very
I
subtle.
Called it because I know Mary pretty well.
Sam
that's funny.
It. The funny part is like, I did that record, that take about, like, oh, like, AI tools are critical for to your job, or, like, whatever the heck the line is. I had to redo that part a lot of times.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was, like, just, I can't, like, I was working with, like, one of the members of our e-learning team, and I was, like, I'm having trouble saying this, like, seriously, because it's not something that I believe, personally. And so, the best take we had I watched the other myself, and I heard it, and I was like, well, no one's gonna notice that. But sure enough, Sam messaged me at work, and I was like, were you holding back a laugh when you said that line about AI? And I was like, yeah,
that's pretty funny.
I think she'll be good. No one other than her close friends are gonna clock it. But I did like. I was bummed we didn't get to do D8 this week because I wanted to ask Zach if he caught it as well.
You know Zach's too busy. He hasn't watched it yet.
Yeah, no. He's going to do it the day it's due, and he's probably not going to watch the video.
So he's going to do it. Yeah, I was like, there's also a PDF you can just read instead of watching the video. So I think most people do that, which is fine. It doesn't hurt my feelings. But like, my friends like watch the video because they know that I'm in it, so.
Oh, that's so funny. What is it? Is the avatar supposed to look like you, or is it just like a rando? Oh, it is? That's so cool.
And they have a different one every year. Like there's a different style too. Like, this year was like, was it like a doll vibe?
It's like
you looked like you were made of felt.
Yeah, it's supposed to be kind of like a construction paper, like, storybook vibe. So she's sort of made of, like, if you cut out construction paper shapes and layered them together, that's like hilarious. The vibe.
That's so funny.
No. I actually requested a new avatar this year because they were going to reuse the one from last year, but I didn't like the one from last year. And I was like, can I get a new one? And they were like, yeah.
I was curious if Emily had clocked your gaffe. And so I asked her, have you done the thing? And she was like, yeah, Mary's new sweater is so cute. And I was like, that's not what we're talking about.
They made a sweater I have in real life.
That's funny.
Well, you're a superstar.
Thank you. It is my claim to fame at the workplace.
Hey, speaking of superstars.
Go for it.
You know, this podcast has been remiss in not honoring the legacy of our fallen martyr, Charlie Kirk. I'd like to apologize and rectify the situation with our next article from fingers.email. So this is probably
Back. Email.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably some sort of Substack or some nonsense.
Super legit website.
Anheuser-Busch fired a brewer for posting about Charlie Kirk.
Holy shit, this article's so long.
Yeah, it's like a think piece. You really don't have to read much of it, to be honest with you. But so Wicked Weed, which is a subsidiary of AB, fired this dude named Alex Weatherhead. He was a production brewer there. He made some posts saying that he thought Charlie Kirk was a bad man and was then fired. And I think the guy here is trying to make like some larger points about, you know, because this is a non-union shop like most breweries are, although we did an article a couple years ago about how macrobreweries actually have a higher percentage of unionization than microbreweries, which is funny. So it goes into some stuff about, you know, like workers' rights, how this can happen to you if you don't have sort of strong workers' rights, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Does it say what he said?
Yes, it does. It does. So
I haven't found it. This article's so long.
If you scroll down maybe a third, there are some pictures. These are some pictures that he posted. And then he also said, quote, genuinely wild for me to get on here and see people mourning a bigot who treated politics like a game, collected money by sowing hate, and lived none of the supposed Christian values I've seen attributed to him in memoriam. And of course, I don't feel that way. I want to make that clear. I was reading something that somebody said on here.
Well, I could see you almost threw up.
Yeah,
just reading that quote.
It's hard for me to even understand how somebody could come from a place like that. You know, I, for one, I love Horst Wessel. I mean, Charlie Kirk.
Horst Wessel?
Horst Wessel? You guys don't know Horst Wessel?
No.
I don't know why you're asking about Horst Wessel. He's obviously not the person I'm talking about. Because unlike Charlie Kirk, Horst Wessel was a Nazi who was killed because of his dealings with a prostitute who was then lionized and made into a right-wing fascist martyr. Again, not at all like Charlie Kirk.
A prostitute?
What?
No, I think Horst Wessel lionized?
Was a prostitute lionized. No. Horst Wessel was killed because of some stuff that was going on with a prostitute who...
No, I gotcha. I'm being silly. I got it.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes. All right.
When it comes to Nazis, Mary likes to be a silly goose.
So I don't even know. I don't even know why you guys are asking about Horst Wessel, because obviously he is nothing like Charlie Kirk.
No, he was only 22 when he was killed.
Yeah. That's only one of the many ways this Nazi who was killed because of his dealings with a prostitute and then made into a Nazi martyr is different than Charlie Kirk.
Do you want me to do the, like, just disclaimer, we don't condone political violence in any form?
I thought that was obvious. I thought that was so obvious by everything we were saying. I don't know how anybody could read anything else from all the things we've said so far.
Well, what went down was pretty ugly. Almost as ugly as eating nachos or oysters in the public park.
Hold on. I do have a hot take.
I bet you do.
I don't think it's a troubling
take. Craig, stop recording this. Craig, stop.
No. I think you're going to be surprised. I'm going to be surprised. I actually don't care that, like, Wicked Weed fired this guy or Jimmy Kimmel got taken off the air or whatever. Like, people have such a fundamental misunderstanding of what the First Amendment does. It just means the government can't come after you for what you say. Like, this is a private business. Like, they can do whatever they want. Now, if we don't like it, we could vote against it, so to speak, by not buying their stuff. But, like, it's not a First Amendment issue.
Correct. I think the Jimmy Kimmel thing was more problematic because it seemed like a First Amendment issue because the government basically, like, pressured ABC into doing what they did. But if you just take it just out of context, you're like, ABC fired Jimmy Kimmel, that would not be a First Amendment violation, for sure. Also, Jimmy's back, so problem solved.
Yeah, I guess. I don't care.
They came for Jimmy Kimmel, but I'm more of a Seth Meyers guy, so I said nothing.
They came for Jimmy Kimmel, and I was like, didn't he die with the Man Show?
Didn't he do blackface on the Man Show? Why is no one talking about that? I've always wondered.
I didn't watch the Man Show. It wasn't for me, literally, so I don't know anything.
Mostly only watched the last 90 seconds, which was a girl's jumping on trampolines. Their hit segment.
Mary, I'm...
He did a D-minus Karl Malone imitation that they tried to make better by putting him in blackface. It's really strange.
Oh, no.
Huh. Mary, did you also not drink Dr. Pepper 10 because it said it wasn't for women?
I didn't drink Dr. Pepper 10 because I don't like Dr. Pepper any modifier.
How about Dr. Yeti? You like Dr. Yeti?
I heard he's a Nazi.
Sam, hit us with the last couple.
Great. Here. I thought we were going to talk about Dr. Thunder. I had some thoughts queued up, but instead...
You have some thoughts about Dr. Thunder?
Oh, I drank so much Dr. Thunder freshman year. You must remember this.
I do,
My whole desk was littered with cans.
Is that some kind of generic Dr. Pepper? Yeah,
it's the Walmart brand Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's when I developed my habit for crushing cans I was finished with, because I would have so many cans of Dr. Thunder on my desk that I would forget which one I was drinking, and I would pick one up and be like, nope, empty, empty, empty. And put, oh, this one has some in it. Drink it. Nope, that's warm. This is from 3 days ago. I was 19. Cut me some slack.
I was just about to say, I think Sam's freshman year dorm room looks exactly like his house does now.
Blame Emily. She's the real slob. Everyone always says so.
Yeah.
Speaking of being a real slob, what if you were in public eating nachos or oysters?
Oysters.
Yeah, oysters. Oysters, I think, are going to go pretty far.
Yeah, I think we have a contender in oysters. Just
eat casual. Like, if you're at a restaurant and there's oysters, like, okay. Sure. But just, like, out and about.
Sitting on oysters, a park bench. Weird.
Sitting on a park. I do like that. That's what we decided where this is happening.
You got a level good, rubric.
Yeah.
Peanut-covered taffy apples versus pho/ramen.
Peanut-covered taffy apple.
I'm with Mary.
Okay, well, all right, fine.
I've also been thinking about, there's usually a stick involved, and then so at the end you have a stick with, like, it's like shoved up an apple's asshole, so, like, you have some core on it, and, like, also your face and beard is sticky. I definitely have a peanut dangling from my mustache at the end.
Yeah, that's a good point about the core. You're just holding it like the severed head of your enemy. Like, look what I did.
Look what I did. I ate its head. But to me, it still loses out to Oyster. Are both of you going to vote for peanut covered taffy apple over Oyster? I don't think so.
No, are you an apple versus Oyster? Yeah.
Good job, Apple, but it's Oysters. Yeah.
It's Oysters. Oyster moves on to the Elite
Eight
wrap-up
round. I want to
like
Oysters because it seems kind of fun. Like I like food that has like a ceremony with it where it's like, oh, you get the oysters and then you have to put like the little mignonette and like the stuff on it. And then there's like a whole like experience. It seems like very like experiential, but so gross. They are boogers. Like I can't
They're
do
nasty.
It.
They're nasty.
It's not worth it.
Are they good for you at all?
They can't be that good for you.
People,
they're like, each one is like
say,
itty bitty.
People used to say they were an aphrodisiac, but I think that was just like oyster sellers trying to sell more oysters.
Right. Like they're nasty, maybe, but they'll get you laid.
I think maybe it's an aphrodisiac in that they're expensive. So if you buy them for your date, they'll have sex with you.
Yeah. Right.
Which is a very pessimistic view of things, but
they seem that they're kind of good for you in the way that a lot of seafood is, where it's like, oh, the omega-3s are in there, which is good, you know, for your body. So I don't know.
Omega-3 for omega me.
Omega D's nuts.
Just eat like a piece of salmon. It's the same diff. That would be weird.
Yeah. Just swallow your spoonful of cod oil. What?
Well, a salmon fillet get me laid, Mary.
Oh. Am I?
I'm looking for whatever advice I can get.
You have 3 children, so you've been laid.
Yeah, cut it out. Yeah, cut it out.
That's enough. That's plenty.
Uh-huh.
I had a vasectomy, Tyler. Your nightmare is over.
Nothing's 100%. Except abstinence.
Lame.
You know what? We talked about how I nutted in a cup and a doctor said that I was sterile. We had a whole conversation about this.
I know. We sure did.
You don't trust the doctor? You think it'll grow back?
I don't trust these medicine men. Goddamn medicine men. Big pharma trying to tell me what to do with my body? I don't think so. All I need is some bleach and ivermectin.
Okay, we're losing Tyler.
I think the Charlie Kirk's getting to him.
Don't say anything bad about my sweet baby angel.
Well, if you're going to say something bad, say it about your beer. Or say something good. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't really have much to say about Victory's Vienna Vacay Key Lime Vienna Style Lager 5.5% ABV.
Words.
That's true. It was, I don't know. It tasted like I said at the beginning, like a lager that somebody put some lime juice in. It just felt like kind of like oil and water. Like the components never combined into one thing. Like instead of, you know, morphing Voltron style, it was just like the parts that were there. They never like hooked up. So
it's like a leg writhing next to an arm.
Yeah. Exactly. Ooh. Uh-huh. That's kind of, I think that's kind of the image you want when you're drinking this. So I don't know. It like wasn't terrible, but it just didn't do much for me. I think I'll give it, like a 4.6 and recommend it to, I don't know. Do you love key limes?
Yeah, kind of.
All right, drink this. Maybe you'll like it. Or, nah, like, do you have good scurvy? Maybe this
doesn't
be
sound
good
very
you,
good.
Because there's some limes in there.
It's hard to do the recommendations when it's like, I didn't like this beer. I recommend this to my enemies.
I've done that before.
I often recommend my beers to you and Jed because they're sour and I don't like them.
I know, because whatever you're drinking today, I probably love it. I feel like you're not loving it, but
I'm not.
Yeah, valid.
Mary?
Oh, yeah. So I had from, again, like XUL Beer Company, their Betty's Peach Cobbler, lactose-free, gluten-free, sour, 6.4% ABV. Like I said, it's delicious. It just tastes very sweet, peachy, which is like what you want. I don't know if I'm getting any kind of like pastry
cobbler
flavor or like anything that makes it seem like cobbler versus just peach. But it's fine. It's delicious anyway. I didn't really get a lot of sour. It's just very sweet. So I feel like they kind of maybe missed the mark on that a little bit. Like, could have toned it down on the sweetness a little bit. I'll probably give this, like, a 6. Because it's very good. It's, like, 6.1. Very good. Just, like, not... I feel like not really, like, a sour. More just, like... I don't know if there's a... Is there a type of beer that's just, like, sweet fruit beer would be, like, what this is.
I think you call those fruit beers.
Yeah.
Fruit beer. We had a peachy fruit beer, which is good, but it's not like what I thought it was.
That's totally fine. It's, yeah, Sam and I are always taking points off for things lying to us. So yeah. I'm right there with you, Mary.
So I do recommend this to anyone who just, like, freaking loves peaches. If you want a very good peach beer, though, that also tastes like beer, again, Brainless on Peaches for other brewing.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite beers of all time. So just want to shout them out again.
Do you think you would recommend this to, I don't know, like the presidency of the United States of America?
Yeah.
Okay. How come?
Because they love peaches. Peaches for free. Okay, billions of cool. peaches.
All right.
I got it. I got it. Get out of here.
Samuel.
Yeah, I had Youngblood Beer Company, Mighty Fine Spin Doctors Air Drumming. And much like Lump, it's in my head. I'm thinking about this beer a lot, you know? This is maybe like the pinnacle of sours for me, in that I think the sour is bringing something to the table. Usually sour is bringing itself to the table. This yeah. sour has a use case, and it's masking alcohol. So good job there. Like, kind of in the same way as like a... Like a whiskey sour, the sour mix masks the alcohol content. So it's this kind of the beer version of that. But honestly, I'm not that into a whiskey sour. So I'm not that into this either. I'm going to give it a 5.1. And I'm going to recommend it to, wait for it, Jen and Mary.
All right.
That's the kind of, like, if I had seen that at Steve's earlier today when I bought the beers for the show, I probably would have scrapped that. But I didn't get very far into the beer case before I had two, so then I stopped.
Yeah, give this one a try.
Sounds great.
Samuel, any idea what you're drinking next week?
I might have to steal something from Emily, actually. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Cool. Or go to the store.
Sick, bro. Awesome, brother. Mary, thank you.
You're welcome.
Samuel, thank you.
You're welcome. What is this thing you're doing? I don't like this.
I like
don't
it.
Don't do this. Don't do I this one it. Anymore.
It's very
only do it to only do it thank to Mary. You. I don't like it.
I love it.
Mary, thank you for being on the show.
You're welcome.
I'm
not gonna think
I feel like the wind was just taken out of my sails a little bit somehow. I don't know.
She but, likes it. It was being nice.
I know you were being nice to her. For some reason, it felt passive aggressive towards me.
Like me, like him being nice to me is him being mean to you. In
exactly.
Some way.
Yeah. Somehow.
Do you mean to tell me that sometimes Tyler likes to make things about himself? I've never seen it.
Tyler, thank you for hosting the show.
Oh, there we go. There
you
it is.
Mary.
feeling so assuaged. So, listener, thank you for listening. If you want to, you know, write in with any heartfelt condolences for the senseless murder of, you know, Christian hero Charlie Kirk, you can email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on our links at brewsdaytuesday.com, or you can blue sky us at brewsdaytuesday. Don't let that just keep it down. See you next episode. Goodbye.
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 Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes a shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better.
So, you know, the flags are all ordered at half staff. And so we got a flagpole outside of, like, my museum. And I was like, yeah, guys, you know, for the next 3 days, I think the wind is going to be too high for us to put out the flag.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. So I just couldn't do it.
Nice.
Yeah.
You can do it. It's going to break the flag.
Yep.
Is that actually a thing? Like, if it's really windy, you don't put the flag out because it's bad for the flagpole or whatever?
Actually, okay. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Because we've lost a couple flags. If the wind gets
above, they just rip off the tether or whatever. Yeah,
the grommets just snap. If it gets above,
some dude's driving into the highway and just slaps against his windshield.
Yeah. No, I think it probably actually goes out into the ocean because we're so close. But like, if it gets above, like, you know, 25, 30 mile an hour, it'll take the flag right off of there.
Wild.
Yep.
Well, anyway. Props to you, and I'm using this as the outro, so you have no plausible deniability.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Oh, no!